intelligence assets crucial to U.S. national security. This all stemmed from Trump's fury that the United States had an $18 billion annual trade deficit with South Korea and was spending $3.5 billion a year to keep U.S. troops there. Despite almost daily reports of chaos and discord in the White House, the public did not know how bad the internal situation actually was. Trump was always shifting, rarely fixed, erratic. He would get in a bad mood, something large or small would infuriate him, and he would say about the CORUS trade agreement, "We're withdrawing today." But now there was the letter, dated September 5, 2017, a potential trigger to a national security catastrophe. Cohn was worried Trump would sign the letter if he saw it. Cohn removed the letter draft from the Resolute desk. He placed it in a blue folder marked "Keep." "I stole it off his desk," he later told an associate. "I wouldn't let him see it. He's never going to see that document. Got to protect the country." In the anarchy and disorder of the White House and Trump's mind, the president never noticed the missing letter. Ordinarily, Rob Porter, the staff secretary and organizer of presidential paperwork, would have been responsible for producing letters like this to the South Korean president. But this time, alarmingly, the letter draft had come to Trump through an unknown channel. Staff secretary is one of the low-profile but critical roles in any White House. For months, Porter had been briefing Trump on decision memos and other presidential documents, including the most sensitive national security authorizations for military and covert CIA activities. Porter, 6'4", rail thin, 40 years old, and raised a Mormon, was one of the gray men, an organization man with little flash who had attended Harvard and Harvard Law School and been a Rhodes Scholar. Porter later discovered there were multiple copies of the draft letter, and either Cohn or he made sure none remained on the president's desk. Cohn and Porter worked together to derail what they believed were Trump's most impulsive and dangerous orders. That document and others like it just disappeared. When Trump had a draft on his desk to proofread, Cohn at times would just yank it, and the president would forget about it. But if it was on his desk, he'd sign it. "It's not what we did for the country," Cohn said privately. "It's what we saved him from doing." It was no less than an administrative coup d'etat, an undermining of the will of the President of the United States and his constitutional authority. In addition to coordinating policy decisions and schedules and running the paperwork for the president, Porter told an associate, "A third of my job was trying to react to some of the really dangerous ideas that he had and try to give him reasons to believe that maybe they weren't such good ideas." Another strategy was to delay, procrastinate, cite legal restrictions. Lawyer Porter said, "But slow-walking things or not taking things up to him or telling him, rightly, not just as an excuse, but this needs to be vetted, or we need to do more process on this, or we don't have legal counsel clearance," that happened 10 times more frequently than taking papers from his desk. It felt like we were walking along the edge of the cliff perpetually. There were days or weeks when the operation seemed under control and they were a couple of steps back from the edge. Other times we would fall over the edge and an action would be taken. It was like you were always walking right there on the edge. Although Trump never mentioned the missing September 5th letter, he did not forget what he wanted to do about the trade agreement. "There were several different iterations of that letter," Porter told an associate. Later, in an Oval Office meeting, the South Korean agreement was being heatedly debated. "I don't care," Trump said. "I'm tired of these arguments. I don't want to hear about it anymore. We're getting out of CORUS." He started to dictate a new letter he wanted to send. Jared Kushner, the president's son-in-law, took Trump's words seriously. Jared, 36, was a senior White House advisor and had a self-possessed, almost aristocratic bearing. He had been married to Trump's daughter Ivanka since 2009. Because he was sitting closest to the president, Jared started writing down what Trump was saying, taking dictation. "Finish the letter and get it to me so I can sign it," Trump ordered him. Jared was in the process of turning the president's...